Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, welcome to the show. This is John.
Today, I want to talk to you about my experience changing medication during the COVID-19 pandemic. As I'm sure many of you can relate, the COVID-19 pandemic has been very trying on all of us. Heck, 2020 has just been such a daunting year, to say the least. I mean, we could say some other explicits if we wanted to. But during this time, I've been utilizing all of my normal self-care activities, taking my medication, focusing on my diet, lifting weights every day, basically following my daily routine to the T. However, because of the extra stress, not just that, but everything going on in the world, I'm here in the USA with the whole election stuff, just protests, civil unrest, and I've been a part of the wildfires here in Colorado. My family was actually displaced. My parents were. Luckily, they're home did not get destroyed, but you're in a state of heightened anxiety when something like that happens. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that I've kind of been dipping the past few months, and all of my appointments with my psychiatrist, or actually she's my psychiatric nurse practitioner, have been through Zoom or virtually. And at first, we just added on a medication. Then we tweaked another one that I'm taking by increasing the dosage. And I actually felt like I was doing better. So we switched off some of my medication. And this whole time, she's been following me in terms of monitoring my progress. I can email her or text her or call her anytime I need some support. And recently, I had to do another change where I had to add on a medication and stop another one. And again, this isn't medical advice. I'm just letting you know that even during this time of just fatigue, or the pandemic fatigue that they like to call it, you still have support. It's a matter of reaching out. And when I say reach out, if you're having issues, please contact a professional. You can always lean on your family and friends, but the people that are going to be able to help you the most in terms of if you're experiencing an episode of like depression, or you become manic or hypomanic, you really need the support of a professional. And if you are having suicidal ideation, suicidal thoughts, or coming up with a plan, that more than ever is the time to reach out. I know we always talk about reaching out, and you can talk to your family and friends, but they're not always equipped to deal with those situations. And then if you talk to them and for some reason you feel let down, then you won't be as apt to reach out in the future, if that makes sense. So in terms of this entire pandemic and switching medications, it always sucks. If you've ever had to deal with medication changes, I know you can relate. But it's actually been a blessing to be able to utilize some of the virtual connections because now I don't have to wait for an appointment next week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks from today because my provider can't get me in. She can squeeze me in 5-10 minutes or whatnot. So that's been my experience. I just don't want anybody to feel like they're alone during this. Please reach out if you need some support or anything else. Okay, take care.
If you found this podcast episode helpful in any way, please consider pledging financial support to me and my mission of empowering those of us living with bipolar disorder. Your pledge allows me the ability to record these episodes and provide them to you. Thank you for your consideration.